This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
How about our guy Nico yesterday?
Nico defensively was on fire.
Guys, I feel bad. I'm a White Sox fan. I bought a Nico Horner baseball jersey.
But Nico's your guy. Like, you guys talk, and he's on the show.
Can I wear it, though?
That's on you.
Sure.
You're a Cubs fan? That tracks. Wrigleyville. South Side's where it's at. What's up?
I would say ask Tanny? Dr. White Sox about that.
It looked in my eyes, you liked it. Now I gotta turn my back.
Why did you buy the jersey?
I think there might be a change in my allegiance.
You were kind of a double kid, I bet, right? Huh? One kid with your old man, one kid with your mother. You're upper middle class during the weeks, then you're dropping your eyes and you're hanging in the big bad Southie projects on the weekends. I got that right?
Oh, okay. I thought that you were going to say because I really like Nico Horner and
it's
he's
both.
On our show.
It's both.
Which would have been a more acceptable answer.
Sorry.
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
I mean, we could ask, like, Jenna. You know, she's also Miss White Sox. We could ask her about about this betrayal.
You better stay out of our business. You better stay out of White Sox business.
If you want to play both sides and be a double agent, fine. I just want to make sure you're not wearing a wire here today, you know? That's all.
It kind of feels that way since he opened up the microphone and he's like, hey, guys, what are you thinking?
Can't wait to tell you about his dual allegiances, you know?
Yeah, just trying to do content.
So you hear about that guy in Westchester, Captain, doing his own radio broadcast for the last 3 years.
W-R-A-T.
Jesus Christ, another one now. No wonder the papers are calling us the year of the rat.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Spiegel and Holmes show. Boy, do we have a show planned for you today. The whole crew is here. Tanny with a brilliant open, kind of illustrating everything that went down yesterday. Shane gave me a really great tip for lunch. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello, it is not the year of the rat. That was 2020 was the year of the rat. But now it is the week of the Bears draft. What was the tip that Shane gave you?
So I had said that I was looking to get fruit in the building. And, you know, he's like the fruit guy. He had the blueberries and all this stuff. I can't have the blueberries. So I was like, where should I go in the building? He's like, why don't you just go across the street to Bockwinkel's?
It's a lovely little boutique grocer across the way.
And I went and got some pineapple and a bottle of water. And then I came back bragging to you about the other thing that I had found at Bockwinkel's.
You got a bagel and cream cheese for under $2.
Yeah. I didn't, but I can.
Oh, you
I didn't get it, but I now have it in the back of my mind.
Got you.
Shane, they've got 99-cent bagels and then 75-cent little cream cheese guy. $2 for a bagel and cream cheese.
So the little cream cheese guy, is he nice? Does he smile? Is he social?
He seemed to be smiling at me for 75 cents.
Little cream cheese guy.
To just walk for the spring and summer, that's going to be ideal.
Yeah, there you go. You're locked and loaded.
Because other places in the building, I'm not going to mention any names.
Mm-hmm. Rhymes with Starbucks?
Well, no, not necessarily, but yes.
Okay.
It's going to cost you more than that.
Of course it will. So good. Go across the street and support them. I look forward to you occasionally bringing that back for the entire crew.
I don't know if they have the, what do I like? The vanilla?
Oh, the honey vanilla cream cheese.
God.
Yeah, I got you with that, man.
Is that Tilly's?
Yeah, it was at Tilly's over there in the South Loop.
Goodness gracious.
Mm-hmm.
That is some outstanding stuff that's going on there. Here's what we have planned for you today. A lot of football on today's show, including coming up momentarily. Dan Weeder is going to join us at 3:25. We are also going to talk with Jason Leisure at 5:25 as we are 2 days away from the NFL draft. But we wanted to start with the man himself, the man who is going to be doing the drafting for your Chicago Bears, Ryan Poles, and the things he had to say today.
Ryan Poles has been active. He has traded up. He has traded down. He has accumulated picks. He has been on the phone trying to make calls. It traded back into the fifth. He's traded all over the place a few different times. So I guess it shouldn't be a surprise because that even though a bunch of experts are saying Bears should just hang right there at 10 and they'll get a great pick and that will be fine. He actually thinks it's going to be a little bit more interesting than that, as does his acolyte, Ian Cunningham.
With the draft, I'm going to give the opportunity for Ian to come up and talk about our preparation. I feel really confident where we're at. I think this one's going to be a little wild, but we're going to be prepared for all the different scenarios that pop up. The time working with Ben throughout this has been great. Some really good communication, some great discussions as we set the board and get prepared for the draft in a couple of days. I'll open it up.
What makes you say that?
What part?
You think this draft in particular is going to be wild? What specifically are you thinking of when you say that?
Yeah, I think it's deeper in certain areas than others. Usually the cutoff is a little bit quicker. I think once you kind of get into 2-3, and this one's going to be a little bit different. So I think there's going to be a lot more movement than there has been in the past.
He thinks it could get wild. First-round pick hasn't been traded yet. Do you guys have a real sense that things are going to start popping?
It could get wild, Brad. It could get wild. Sit back and watch. We have no feel right now. We'll see.
So look.
Ian Cunningham telling Brad Biggs to his face, it's going to get wild,
Brad. It's going to get wild, Brad.
Sit back and watch.
So I have to
give this. That was my first maiden voyage.
It was very good.
Thanks, guys.
It's going to go down from here, but.
Yeah, the second we ask him to do it again on the spot, it'll be horrendous.
It's going to get wild, guys.
I usually say this. It's too bad. Try one more time.
It's going to get wild, Brad. It is.
Just now I don't know who you're doing.
Me neither. Anyway, any hoodles.
Usually I say to people once we get to the combine that we are now in lying season. And that's where we're at right now. We're right here in lying season. But what I think is interesting is that ordinarily you don't hear GMs talk about that and usually say, man, this is a really interesting draft. You don't usually hear them go, oh, this could be wild on Thursday. And I think that they're right. I do think that there could be movement in the first round. I do think that there are people who are like, I know they don't like that quarterback, but we do.
Yeah, like there's a few blue chippers. Like there's 1, 2, 3, and maybe 4. And then there's like a big pile of people.
A pile of good,
and then a pile of decent after that. So it's going to be like when a GM has fallen in love with somebody and he's like, I got to go up there. And other GMs are lying to them saying, oh, we like them too. Oh, we've heard that other people like them too. And it's like, it's going to create some panic. So that's what they mean is going to be like some crazy, weird, aggressive trades. Are going to be like, man, I had that dude 25 and he went 12. Stuff like that. Like, this is going to be a fun one to be locked in on Thursday night.
It's why the position that the Bears find themselves in themselves in Spiegs is really unique where it's like, isn't it great to not need the quarterback? Isn't it great to not be in the desperate space of, well, everyone's saying that this guy's pretty good and we don't know if we'll get an opportunity to get one of the guys that's really good next year. Might as well roll the dice and see it come up Tyler Shuck.
Yeah. I mean, they've got an opportunity. You're all about Tyler Shuck. He's on your brain. The latest 28-year-old quarterback to become a rookie in the NFL.
It's just weird. It's just all. And look, he balled. Like, I went back and watched his tape. I saw the game
right,
that he played
on.
Against.
Hold on. Guys, Lawrence went back and watched Tyler Shuck's tape.
Well, look, when you're the son of J.B. Shuck, White Sox legend, you're going to go back and watch the tape.
I know he's got, I looked at his skill set. You know, they always list other skill sets outside of football. He's good at peeling corn. I had no idea, but that's just something
with a name like
that. That's what I'm saying. But no, don't you think Lawrence sometimes needs an intervention for his love of sports, his adoration of sports?
What?
He's watching Tyler Shuck tape. We have a quarterback.
Don't we do
Dude's 28.
Sports show?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Sometimes, like, you were watching you were all in on the Arsenal and the Manchester United game the other day.
It was Arsenal Real Madrid.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And Saka missed that penalty kick, yeah. And I was worried about what it would do to the aggregate, but they won. They blew them out.
I know, and it's like, your brain space for sports. I love sports, too. I do, but man, you are remarkable and insatiable, and I worry about you.
So I went back and looked because I remembered that the Miami game was – I was actually in Louisville when Louisville played Miami. Uh-huh. So I was watching that game, and Tyler Shuck
– We're still on Tyler Shuck.
31 of 51, 342 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions in that game.
What were you doing down in Louisville? Some sportsy, I bet?
Actually, no. You're
going to get yourself a new baseball bat?
I did.
So there you have it.
I did go to the Slugger Factory.
Did you go on a Cassius Clay tour of some kind?
I've been to the Muhammad Ali Museum, and I highly recommend it because it's right across the street
from
the Slugger Factory.
Do they have a dungeon there?
Maybe.
Now we're getting into all of the interests coming together.
No,
that's right. Is there a comic book store nearby?
No, but...
But there might be.
I'm sure there are. But I went there, and then I had an idea for, like, a mini-series. Because I went on a tour, of like a bourbon tour, and I was like, ooh, you know what would be a really good idea? Is that someone should write a story about Prohibition in Kentucky. Because the way that Prohibition went in Kentucky was really interesting. Where you had clearly the biggest group of alcohol makers in the country were right there in Kentucky, yet they voted for Prohibition. Mm. And then you start talking about the bootleggers.
Yeah, because they must have. It's not like they stopped making it.
I think that there is the opportunity for a 130-year anthology show from the election of 1800 until Prohibition ends that you could do specifically on Kentucky and Kentucky bourbon. Welcome to my TED Talk.
Kentucky bourbon is repetitive. Bourbon is only in Kentucky.
Is that true? That's interesting.
You can only get bourbon in Kentucky.
See? This is what happens. This is why I should never besmirch the name of Tyler Shuck, because it can lead to conversation and learning like this.
My brain goes into a lot of places.
I know it does.
And sometimes, like, you get a weird recall. And so, as I'm watching Shuck, like, go up the draft board, I'm like, oh, yeah, I remember watching that crazy game. And then it's like, let me go through the tape. He's 25 years old, though.
Oh, he's only 25.
Well, still.
Well, here's the thing about the Bears.
But he's 6'5".
Of all the positions that they need, like, none of them is so severely pressing that they have to reach. And that's exciting.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's really fun. So if you're telling me that a tight end they love, or a defensive tackle they love, or a defensive end they love, or a left tackle that they love, or maybe even a running back that they love, although I'm less into that than a lot of other people.
A lot of people want that for the Bears.
I know. I'm not.
He might be gone, though. We'll see.
He might be gone. But anyway, it's like all those positions, if they just find somebody that they're totally into, then go ahead and get that, man.
Why don't we talk about last year's draft? And people were very excited about the first two picks of the Bears made last year. Let's discuss one of them talking about the other next on The Score.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads, we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.